You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Sponsored by SwissWatchesDirect.co.uk. Brand new Breitlings, TAG Heuers, Omegas and other brands at up to 25% off recommended retail price. For free delivery, ask for Adrian and mention The Archers.
Hayley, what are you doing out here? Hayley.
I couldn't lie there any longer with you. I thought some fresh air would clear my head.
Look, do you want me to sleep on the settee? Would that be better?
Oh, yeah, brilliant. And what are the girls supposed to think?
Yeah, right.
Shows how much you're thinking about anyone but yourself.
Hayley, please, what else can I say?
Don't touch me.
Come back inside. Your slippers are soaking. You'll catch a chill.
So? Look at the fruit on your mum's tree. I wonder what she'd have made of it all.
Hayley, please.
I don't know what I make of it. Was our marriage really that bad?
Hiya.
Johnny, you're early.
Not as early as you.
Too many years of waking up at 5 for the milking. 7 o'clock's a lying for me and Pat. I was about to take her a cup of tea. Do you want one?
I'll fix myself a coffee. Then how about checking on the cattle?
Well, yes, at some point.
Can we go now?
What's the rush?
I said I'd help Neil with the pigs later.
What, this morning?
There's the arks to move.
Right, well, okay then. But you do know you've got to be back for your mum at 11?
Yeah, I know.
Here, that'll warm you up.
I thought we were good together, Roy.
We are.
A good partnership, isn't that what they say? A good team. Okay, we're not at it every night like we used to be.
Hayley.
But if you were that miserable, why didn't you say something instead of letting it come to this? With Elizabeth. Of all people. And the oldest one in the book, a work trip. Greenbury Fields.
Hayley, please, it's the one and only time.
Yeah?
Yes. I know you've got this thing about Kate, but since I've been with you, it's always been you and only you. I love you. I've never looked at anyone else.
Why should I believe that? How can I now?
Because it's the truth. I don't know what came over me with Elizabeth. A moment of madness. I mean, like I said, a fantasy.
A fantasy? It was that fantastic with her,
no,
was it?
No, that's not what I meant. You're misunderstanding me.
I'll tell you what I do understand. That this is the real world. That you've got a 6-year-old daughter upstairs who'll be waking a bit. Who'll want her cornflakes. And he'd taken to a swimming class, for which we've still got to find her goggles. And after that, we still haven't got her a new cagoule. And by the way, Phoebe also needs a lift to Borchester to meet her friends. She can't tell us a time, because guess what? They haven't decided what they're doing yet. And Vicky's popping in to show us some more houses in Birmingham. So just tell me, Roy, how does all that fit into your fantasy?
Oh, here we go. What exactly are you playing at?
Sharon, nothing.
Oh, where is he then? Where are you hiding him? Or has he stormed off in a sulk?
No. He's borrowed a bike. John's old one, actually. He said he was going over to Grange Farm.
What does he want with that crummy old place?
Look, he knows you're coming. We've reminded him enough. He'll be back any minute, I'm sure. I'll make some coffee. You have a seat.
Okay, thanks.
I think Johnny's enjoyed his week.
Any kid likes a holiday, Pat. Getting up late, lazing around.
Oh, he hasn't been lazing around. He's been working.
Working? Where? Doing what?
Here, on the farm.
For money?
Well, no, he just tagged along with Tony. We weren't taking advantage. He wanted to. Money was never mentioned.
Eamon and I can't get him out of his room, even with a bribe of a fiver to mow the lawn.
Oh, Sharon, I saw the car.
Tony?
Oh, Johnny not back yet?
Doesn't look like it.
Oh, I'm sure he won't be long.
He'd better not be.
I was just saying what a help he's been to you this week.
Oh, he certainly has. I don't know how I manage without him. Well, that is, he seems to have a real knack with the stock.
Fancy. Funny, it was always me who had to clean out his hamster.
Hi. Hi, Mum.
What the heck are you been doing?
Today. Been round the cattle here, done the pigs, then over Grange Farm and up to the barn to see the turkeys.
You stink.
Yep. Oh, Ed says he's free for potato lifting this week, Grandad. Whenever you want him.
Oh, great, thanks.
Wish I were here for that.
Oh, no, don't start that. You're coming home, you know the deal.
Mum,
Johnny, why don't you go and take those mucky overalls off? You can leave them in the cloakroom.
Okay.
Look, Sharon, I can see, I do understand this is difficult for you.
Too right.
It feels strange for us, too.
But at the same time, it's been wonderful having him around, spending time with him, getting to know him.
And I think you can see, well, he's absolutely loved it.
Every minute. Whatever you give him to do, he takes to it. He's his father. He's a natural.
So you say. And OK, I accept he might have enjoyed himself. But his life is in Leeds. He's got college to go to. He's got his mates. Most of all, he's got us, his family there. Whatever you two might like to think.
We're not denying any of that.
I've stuck them in the washer for you.
Oh, thanks.
All packed?
I suppose so.
Better get your stuff then.
I want to stay here and work on the farm, like my dad.
I'm sorry, son. You can't do that. You've got college to go to, qualifications to get.
But, Mum...
Actually, Sharon, he might be able to do both.
You've been busy?
Yeah. Well, grass got a bit long.
It had. But then you've had other things on your mind. I better go make a start on lunch, as if I'm hungry.
Hayley!
Not now, Roy.
Please, please, listen. I made the stupidest of stupid mistakes. But I never set out to... I never meant to hurt you.
You never meant me to find out, you know.
Oh, it always comes out wrong, I know. I can see. I've hurt you more than anyone should ever be hurt.
You're right about one thing, anyway.
And I know another thing. I'm an idiot. I don't deserve you to forgive me, but I'm begging you. Hayley, I'm sorry. I was wrong. I did wrong. But I'm already losing my job through it. Please, don't take everything else. You and the girls away from me as well.
Mum, you've got to see. It's perfect.
What's come over you? A week ago, you didn't want to go to college at all.
But this is studying agriculture.
Well, not so much studying.
That's the beauty of an apprenticeship. It's practical, very hands-on, not much coursework at all.
Just 2 days a week at college.
I can handle that.
Oh, can you?
Look, Sharon, I know it's asking a lot to take all this in.
You'd think I'd be used to it. You and Pat like springing surprises.
No one's asking you to make a decision right now.
Aren't we?
All I'm suggesting is that you let him stay on a bit longer, just so we can go to Borchester College, meet the course supervisor, see if they consider him. I'm hoping the fact that we're prepared to take him on here will help.
We've had apprentices before.
Tom started as one.
Johnny will be able to learn so much here.
Mum?
I don't know. Let me bring Eamon.
Yes, yes, of course. Good idea.
Can I speak to him?
Yeah, OK, once I have.
He'll say yes. I know he will.
Okay. Use our phone in the office.
I've got my own, thanks.
You may not get a signal. It's not great in the house.
She's got to say yes.
Well, we'll see.
It'd be so awesome. What didn't you say before, Grandad? Why didn't you tell me?
I wanted your mum to be part of the discussion.
Why?
Because she's your mum.
Yeah, but look at the way she's dissing it.
Only because she loves you.
Eh?
She wants to know you're doing the right thing. And that she's doing the right thing for you. She's brought you up this far. She's the one who's been there for you day in, day out. She loves you, Johnny. You must never forget that.
Okay. Abby's asleep. Phoebe's is on Facebook. I think we're safe.
Safe? I don't know if I'll ever feel safe again.
Hayley, can we try and look forward?
I have been. I am. And all I can see is a big, dark nothing.
Oh, God.
I thought I knew where I was going, Roy.
I know it's hard. It'll take time. I don't know how long, forever if it has to, but I'll prove it to you. Truly I will, if you'll let me try. Hayley, please, please, I love you. You and the girls, I love you.
But you must have... You gave her the locket.
Oh, that? It was nothing, nothing. It was a bit of tap from a festival.
You must have felt something.
Yeah, whatever it was I felt, I don't now. I've told you, I wasn't myself. It's over completely.
Is it? Have you told her that?
Hayley, it's finished. I mean, it never really started.
Maybe. It really is over.
Yes.
And you've definitely broken it off with her.
Yes, definitely. Will you do it, Hayley? Will you give me another chance?
Roy...
Please, I just want things back to normal. And how we were, you and me and the girls, just an ordinary, happy family.
Happy?
I love you. I never stop loving you. I'll try so hard, I'll work at it so hard to make you believe it.
Roy, you shouldn't have to be trying.
I know, I know. I'm so sorry, Hayley. I'm so sorry that it ever happened. Come on. Shh. Shh. Please, come here. Oh, Hayley.
Last one. You can turn the current back on now, David.
Okay. I thought Josh was supposed to be helping you move the fence. Ooh, that's on.
He was, but the minute he got in from college, Pat arrived with Johnny.
Is he still here?
Yeah, and it looks like he might be staying even longer.
Oh.
There's talk now of him doing an apprenticeship.
What, at Bridge Farm?
And Borchester College. Hence the desire to see Josh. So they're shut up in his room, Josh giving him the lowdown.
Yeah, he's good at that. I've been getting even more annoyingly know-it-all tips on my driving just because he's had one solitary lesson.
Oh, I know, me too. Pat also let slip that Helen's going out with a hunt.
What? She hasn't hunted for years. She hasn't ridden for years, has she?
Shula's promised to help her get used to riding again.
Where's all this come from, then?
I get the feeling it's from Rob. Pat didn't say, but she didn't seem very thrilled.
Don't suppose she is. Now, have you had a good look at the sward down here?
Not inch by inch,
well,
no.
There's not a lot of clover left. You could think about stitching in some more.
Maybe. Remind me to put petrol in the car, won't you?
What? Oh, I'm sorry, love. It's your mum, isn't it?
Oh, I've just got so much to remember for tomorrow. Things to take her. Mm. And I've got to write down everything I want to ask the doctors.
Yeah, I know. Well, look, we'll go back to the house. You can do all that and I'll ring Adam. We need to get the last of the wheat in sometime.
We haven't got long.
Well, any time this week will do.
No, I mean now. Ed's coming over. Remember? Poor Robert. Honestly, the way Linda goes on.
A Wimbledon stand alone she wants.
What?
Well, that's what she was saying before you got here. Can I have the spray stuff, Emma?
Oh, yeah, here.
It's great, isn't it? Come round to talk menus and end up skivvying.
Where'd she get these chairs from, anyway? I haven't seen them in their garden before.
Borrowed them from Jean Harvey. I mean, they don't look as if they need a clean to me.
No, nor me. And all for a baby who can't hardly focus yet.
But yeah, well, not just any baby. Baby Mungo, don't forget.
It's not a name you can forget, is it? Where'd they get it from?
Glasgow.
What?
Glasgow Cathedral, St. Mungo's, apparently. I had it all from Jazza last night. He's practically claiming the kid as a blood brother.
Well, I think it's weird.
Says the woman who called her baby Kira.
There's nothing wrong with Kira.
No, I'm only saying. Anyway, look, I can't talk about having a funny name, can I?
Fallon, yours is lovely.
I'm so sorry. Really, I don't know why Robert's making such a fuss about doing the lawn properly. Mungo is his grandson, after all.
Yeah. We were just saying it's a Scottish name, is it?
Gaelic, actually. And, charmingly, when I looked into its derivation, it actually means lovable.
That's nice.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much. The chairs look much better.
Well, where do you want them, Linda?
Let's see. Let me try one over here.
Yeah.
And even more interestingly, it seems Mungos are often very deep thinkers. Philosophers, mystics even.
Mystics?
Oh, yes. With a deep-seated urge to serve humanity and give to others by sharing their knowledge, their money.
Oh, good job, James Bellamy's landed then.
Their artistic or creative ability. Where do you think he might get that from?
Well, but he's not your
No, quite right, Fallon. I can't, of course, claim it's in the genes, but Leonie was staying here throughout all of last year's Christmas production. And you know how sensitive babies are, even in the womb, to an ambiance.
The ambiance of Robin Hood?
Well, I dare say it's a sort of process of osmosis. Anyway, to work. Yeah. Sunday draws ever closer.
Yeah. Look, I've got the full menu for you to have a look at. Emma?
Ta. And we'll have the numbers by...
Leonie said she'd confirm this week.
Yes, but when? And when's the marquee coming?
Oh, this is her now. Leonie, we were just... Oh, yes. Yes, of course I remember Anastasia. Is there a problem? Oh... Poor little Octavian, oh dear. But what about Gaston?
Octavian?
But as long
Gaston.
As Anastasia's coming...
I reckon Mungo got off lightly.
Guy,
I reckon he did.
So you can see how I'm fixed. I mean, even getting the feed off you through the co-op, I'm still barely breaking even.
Things are obviously quite tight.
And that's with the premium from Mike, so you can imagine if... If you can spot any way to get my costs down some more, then...
Or up the yield without increasing them.
Mm.
What do you think, David?
It's very difficult on this scale. You could try getting more milk from grass. You're still feeding quite a lot of concentrate.
No, they're out as much as I dare leave them as it is.
Well, it's not just that.
Well, you know our place. It's heavy land. It's easily poached up.
Well, it is heavy, I'll grant you, but it should be growing loads of grass. You want to get more clover into it. Fix your own nitrogen.
Yeah, I could do, I suppose.
You're not tempted to go over to paddock grazing, like us?
Oh, I don't know. I remember when you started having to put in the trackways and all. It's a lot of outlay.
That's true, at the start.
Yeah, and it's basically just me, you see. Dad helps out a bit, and Oliver, of course.
We'd give you a hand if you wanted to try it.
Yeah, I know you would, thank you. It's not that I'm not grateful, but even if I did it, it's not going to pay off for years, is it?
Well... 1 year, at least.
I don't have that sort of time. Mike's already advertised his business, you know.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, a couple of dairy trade websites and a trade paper.
Mm. Any interest?
No, nothing so far. Vicky's popping around every night showing Susan details of houses she's seen. She's practically choosing curtains. It's going to happen, they're going to go. And then what? I'm not going to get another Mike, am I?
You don't know that.
No, I'm not. What if someone wants the rounds but not the bottling business, or vice versa? What about Vicky's cows? It's doing my head in.
I am sorry, Ed.
There's nothing worse than dealing with uncertainty. We know.
What do you think, Emma? On the end or in the middle for the little table?
Yes, that's a very good
middle,
idea,
I think.
Right. You do that.
Yeah, it looks fine to me.
I've got Fallon and Emma here about the catering. Yes, yes, of course, I'll tell them. I'm sure it'll be no trouble. Oh, is that Mungo? Oh, bye. I'm sorry about that.
No.
Thank you for doing the chairs. Oh,
No, the little table on the end, I think. That's better. Now, where were we?
The marquee.
Oh, bother, I forgot to ask. That's Leonie's department. Oh, there again. Excuse me. Hello, Leonie. I thought that... Oh, James has got him. Good.
Honestly, poor Linda.
Yes. All this stress.
Right.
It was a guide parent, anyway.
I've no idea. You know, we'll have to wait till Sunday. Though if Leonie keeps interrupting, we won't be ready for Sunday.
No. Well, what are we going to do with this lounger? Where's that going?
I don't know. By the hydrangeas?
Yeah, OK. They sound dead posh, though, don't they? Leonie's friends.
Yeah.
Perfect market for shabby chic.
Yeah, could be.
Definitely. Make sure you bring plenty of business cards.
Oh, I will.
And maybe this time next year we'll be doing naming ceremonies in Clapham.
Oh, yeah, one step at a time. Let's get Sunday right for Linda, first of all.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, she's so desperate for it to work out.
So, when do you want to start baking? I can do tomorrow morning.
No, that's no good. I've got to meet my dad. He's in court.
Good news. The marquee will be arriving on Wednesday.
That soon?
Well, Leonie had been on the phone to them once or twice to ask, so I think they probably...
No, that's great. We can get an idea of how we're going to lay it out.
Yeah.
Oh, we can do more than that, Emma. I think we can start on the decoration, get the bunting up, lay out the tablecloths and napkins.
Well, we can do that Sunday morning, surely. That'll be time enough.
No. If I've learnt one thing in my many years of producing plays, get ahead when you can. Trust me, there'll be quite enough to do at the last minute. Leonie! Napkins? Oh, damask. Yes, lovely. Well, green or gold, either would... Oh, yes, well, if you prefer white, then of course...
Honestly, Ed, you would not believe it.
Come on, girls!
We're already doing a whole load of vegetarian and vegan and gluten-free and lactose-free and the whole thing's got to be nut-free, of course.
Get a move on!
And then this friend of Leonie's, Anastasia, she's going to be a guide parent. Well, she is if her and Leonie's made up in time, they've had a row. Anyway, she's only sugar-free. Ed.
Yeah, sugar-free. Don't have any cake, right?
If it was that easy. There's sugar in all sorts. Bread, fruit, veg. She can't have coleslaw because of the carrots.
Some people must want something to worry about.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I saw Hayley at the school bus. She looked terrible.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I suppose all this stuff with Mike and Vicky's getting to her and Roy as well. How did you get on at Brookfield?
No. It was okay.
Only okay?
They were talking about cutting back on inputs, all that again. I can't do it on my own. Not enough hours in the day.
It'd be a lot more work, would it?
Enough. Plus all the extra outlay at the start.
Oh, that's a bit disappointing then.
No, it's my fault. It was stupid, really. Suppose I was hoping that... Well, I don't know, that they'd look at my figures and they'd go... Bingo! If you just do so-and-so, then...
Ed, I wish there was more I could do.
Oh, don't be daft. You're doing all you can. You've got three jobs as it is.
And I know which one's the best. I know Ruth and David have been good to us, but I can't wait for the day when I can walk into Brookfield, slap a business card with my name on it on the table and tell them they'll have to find a new cleaner.
Yeah, well, it's early days. See how it goes.
No, I mean it, Ed. Fallon's really onto something with this whole vintage thing. It's a big chance for me. I'm going to work so hard for it.
Good for you.
It's not just for me. It's for all of us. You, me and the kids.
And it's great. Hope you make a big success of it, you and Fallon. But it doesn't help us now. Willow Cottage is on the market. Mike's selling up if he can. If no one buys his business, I'm finished.
Jennifer Aldridge.
Hmm?
You playing footsie with me, who wantons trumpet?
What? No, of course not.
Oh, well, thanks very much.
I was just wiggling my toes on the lovely warm tiles.
You never got the underfloor heating on already.
Only first thing to take the chill off.
Have you no thought for the... Still, you can always pay the bill since you're a wealthy woman in your own right now.
Don't. Oh, I know you've been very understanding, Brian, but I'm really not sure how I feel about it.
What other way is there to feel when someone leaves you 50 grand?
Well, it's not just anyone, though, is it? I mean, what do you suppose Carol makes of it?
I don't think for one moment Carol had any illusions about John's little peccadilloes.
Dragging it up again after so long, isn't it rather compromising?
Oh, come on, Jenny, we're all adults.
Well, you say that, but it's going to be a bit embarrassing in the village. Oh, to be honest, I thought Carol was a little bit off with me at the funeral.
Nonsense. I mean, look, the fact is, if John Tregoran had a spare 50,000 to leave to you in remembrance of times past, well, I'm sure he must have left Carol very well off indeed.
I suppose so.
Well, I wish I knew the name of his financial adviser.
I must say you're being very broad-minded about it, darling.
Yeah, and Carol will be as well, I'm sure. After all, she's got money of her own, always has had.
Yeah, that's true.
No skin off her nose.
No.
And look, if I'm big enough to front out the old buffer having the hots for you 30-odd years ago, well, I'm sure Carol can, if she ever pops up again.
Yes. Yeah, I expect you're right.
Of course I am. Count your blessings, darling. Start working out how to spend it.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you. Oh, it's really helped.
Good. Though my magnanimity comes with one condition.
Oh, yes?
No more home improvements, please.
I'm not going to get a skinny soy latte out of this thing, am I?
I could do with a proper drink.
Dad, if you didn't smell like a distillery, you wouldn't need a coffee in the first place.
It's only a quick one. Dutch courage.
Yeah, right.
Places like this, courts, job centres, benefits, places I hate them, staff full of pen pushers.
Well, you should have thought of that before you started dealing.
Oh, famine.
Black for you, I think. And I'll give it a miss.
Thanks for coming with me, love.
It's all right.
Especially when you're so busy with your catering and that.
Yeah. We've got a naming ceremony to do on Sunday.
Oh, yeah? What's the kiddie's name, then?
Mungo.
Mungo? As in Jerry?
I haven't dared ask.
Yeah. Oh, there was a band.
I don't think that was the inspiration somehow. Here. Mind how you go. It's hot.
Tap.
Oh, and look, when you've had that, we'll sort your hair out. Do you possess a comb?
I've got my bandana, if you think that's better.
No, I don't. Look, let's sit down, shall we? Not long now.
Hey, what's going to become of me, Fallon?
I don't know. Fine, probably.
I ain't got the cash to pay a big fine.
Well, you could always sell that motorbike. Emmy'd be pleased. Anyway, don't they let you pay in instalments?
And what if... what if it's prison?
Oh, Dad, it's only the magistrate's court. And you're pleading guilty.
They might make an example of me.
Yeah, but they can't send you to prison, can they? Surely not.
Oh, I don't know if Emmy'll stand by me, Fallon. She's had enough, she says.
Oh, Dad... she's so good for you.
Oh, she's golden. If she leaves me over this, I don't know what I'll do.
Oh, this makes me so mad.
I know.
Of course you shouldn't have done it. You were an idiot, but it's not like you're a master criminal. You're not some major drug dealer.
Of course not.
If I hadn't encouraged Harrison to sing in the first place, who knows?
Morning.
It's him.
What? Take no notice.
Fallon? Suit yourself.
What the hell's he doing here?
Hello? Hayley?
Oh. Hi.
I bought you a coffee.
The way you like it, from the orangery.
Thanks. But there's no need.
I just thought... oh.
Just because I've moved my desk into the cook barn, Roy, it doesn't mean I've gone back to the 13th century. I do have electricity.
Yeah. And the kettle now, I see.
Anyway, how's it going with you?
Oh, fine, thanks. Been finalising a few things for the Hunt Ball.
It's all coming together, is it?
Yeah. I've hardly seen her, Hayley. She was out all yesterday and she's got the accountant today, and tomorrow and Thursday she's off on this tourism workshop thing.
Right.
I mean, with Geraldine around, we're managing perfectly well without her.
It's all right then.
Yeah. And you? How are you getting on?
Well, now I'm not in the office, so I've had to send her a couple of emails.
Right. It's probably best.
It'll work for now. But we can't go on like this.
Redgate Manor got back to me. Keep my CV on file.
We need to talk things through, Roy.
Oh, I thought we'd said...
But not about you and me. Or you and her. About work. And what the heck we're going to do.
$120
It could have been a lot worse.
How am I going to manage that?
Oh, come on, Dad. At least it's not a fine.
120 hours, unpaid work. It could take weeks. And they say they fit it around your job.
Mr. Thompson, wait.
Hey? Oi! What's your game?
Thanks very much.
Hey! Who said you could take pictures?
What was all that about?
Oh, great. The Echo, I suppose.
The Echo?
Well, with respect, Dad, it's not going to be Rolling Stone, is it?
Oh, that's it, that is. Bakery's going to be thrilled about that. My mug in the paper and their name, maybe.
Well, they've got to know. I mean, if you're doing this unpaid work at weekends, you won't be able to do any Saturday cover at the bakery, will you?
I suppose.
Fallon?
Oh, fuck.
Have you got a minute?
Not right now, no.
I think I'll leave you to it.
Can you just butt out, Harrison? Haven't you done enough?
I only want to know, what did he get?
120 hours unpaid work, plus costs, like you care.
Fallon, how many times I have to do my job? If I see something wrong, I can't just look the other way.
Yeah, so you keep saying. Look, I know.
Well, I'm glad you understand.
Well, I understand that bit, but job done, great result. There's no need to come and gloat.
You don't think I'm here for... I wouldn't dream of it.
So, what are you doing here?
Giving evidence in another case.
Oh.
Are you around later in the week, or are you too busy?
I've got this naming ceremony on Sunday.
One night next week, then?
I don't know. Dad, let's go.
Fallon, come on.
No, not now, OK?
Fallon!
Please, Harrison, just leave me. Leave us alone.
Now, that wasn't a very bright idea, was it? Well, you'd have a dip. You need to dry up, matey.
Ah, I thought you were talking to someone.
Only a half-drowned bee.
Bee? You're going soft.
Well, just doing my bit for conservation. Unlike you with your underfloor heating. Oh. I find it quite therapeutic, actually. Trawling the pool with my little net. It's good thinking time.
Yeah, well, I've been doing some thinking as well. Tea, honey?
Yes, please.
Yeah, about the legacy.
Oh, yeah?
Mm. Given that it's come completely out of the blue and it's such a lot of money, I'm going to share it with the children and give them £5,000 each.
Golly, well, that's very generous of you, darling.
I think it's the right thing to do.
Still, it's very decent of you to give away 20 grand.
No, 25.
Oh. What do you mean?
Well, yes, of course, Rory included.
Oh, Jenny.
Well, I don't want any of the trouble that Mum caused with her will. And anyway, Rory is one of the children.
Darling.
Mm-hmm. Adam, Debbie, Kate and Alice, well, they can have theirs as soon as the money comes through. And as for Rory, I thought we'd set up a little trust fund.
Well, that's a lovely idea. Mm-hmm. Well, this is really... It's enormously good of you, Jenny. I mean, you don't have to do this.
Yes, I do, darling. I want to.
What the...
Hiya.
What are you doing?
Well, I started doing the tea, but when I went to put the oven on, I thought I could do with a bit of a clean, so...
Yeah, okay, Roy, this has got to stop.
Sorry? What?
You, of course.
on your best behaviour all the time. Just tiptoeing around me, being so nice, doing this sort of thing.
I'm sorry. Look, sit down a minute. Things will get easier. I promise.
How?
I don't know. But they will. In time, I will get more relaxed.
Relaxed?
More natural, then.
Well, I hope so, Roy. I really do. Because the last thing I want is the girls picking up there's anything wrong.
Well, me too. So, look, they're both upstairs. We've got a minute. About work, you said?
Yeah. I don't know if I can carry on working with Elizabeth. Or if I want to. But with the situation she's put you in, what choice have I got? I can't walk out. I can't afford it.
No, I know.
And with everything that's happened, I don't want you to have to be there a day longer than you have to.
I can see that.
But your job's our main income. If you leave without something to go to, we're right up the creek.
Well, they'd be paying Lou compensation.
Yeah, but what exactly? How do you put a price on the disruption that she's caused? There's two people at fault in this. It wasn't just you. And now, basically, you're being chucked out on the street.
Well, yeah. I'm going to have to talk to her, obviously.
Yeah, you are. You've got a brilliant employment record at Lower Loxley, and you haven't worked all these years to give it up overnight.
No.
I mean, look at it. No detail of what compensation you might get. No proper notice. Just because Lady Muck wants it all hushed up and done on the sly. You've got rights, Roy. So you go back to Elizabeth and tell her.
If only I'd left checking the ewes till after lunch.
Ruth's going to ring again this evening. I think she'd really like to talk to you, David.
Has she made any progress?
Who, Ruth or Heather?
Both.
Well, Heather's walking again, thanks to the rehab. Slowly, of course, and with a walking frame.
Well, that's a start.
Yes, and a good one. Although Ruth worried she may be reading too much into it.
Oh?
Well, she seems to be backtracking on the things they discussed last week.
Oh, don't tell me.
She had said she'll get someone in to do the garden.
What about helping the house?
Well, there is some good news. Have more if you want, David.
Oh, thanks, I will.
Ruth saw the social worker this morning.
Oh, good.
Zainab, I think she said. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she was very nice. And while she's all for supporting Heather if she wants to go home, they're not going to let that happen till she's had a full assessment.
And what does that involve?
Well, they're going to look at the house, see what needs to be adapted. What aids they can give her, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd be sent home with a care package. People going in however many times a day.
That sounds promising.
Yes, so Ruth's a bit reassured.
Only a bit?
Well, she knows her mum. She's quite determined.
Nothing like her daughter, then.
I think Ruth can still see her doing too much too soon, you know, trying to make cups of tea, doing the dusting before she's really back on her feet.
Yeah, and risking another tumble.
So much going through Ruth's mind. That's why she wants to talk to you. With Heather so far away, I think Ruth will only be happy if she feels she's got help on hand 24 hours a day.
Yeah, well, that's a nice idea, but it's virtually impossible,
isn't
it?
Well, yes. Unless I did mention those pendant alarm things. Your granddad had one, do you remember?
I can remember Uncle Walter messing with it, calling you out at all hours.
Yes, bless him. But I don't think Ruth was convinced.
Okay. But if she really wants her mum to move, to what, sheltered accommodation, into a home, that's a massive decision.
I know. Ruth knows it too. Any idea like that would have to come from Heather herself.
I know she's talked to Ruth about it, but I can't see her actually agreeing. Not at the moment, anyway. Maybe never.
No. One thing did occur to me, though, when I put the phone down. I mean, you and Ruth have made it so easy making room for me here.
Mum, wasn't like that.
Well, however you want to put it, I'm very lucky. And it made me think, if you could get Heather to agree, wouldn't the obvious thing be to move her down here?
Gosh, that's a thought. But That'd be an awful lot to consider first.
Yes. Well, you can think about it this afternoon while you're drilling.
Yeah, I'd better not keep Adam waiting. Thanks for lunch, Mum.
No trouble. There's a flask on the side for you and some cake.
And you're thanking us for having you here.
Careful, Johnny, you're going to bruise them.
Sorry. I never knew shifting spuds was such hard work.
Well, only another 3 hours to go.
That long?
Are you still sure about an apprenticeship in agriculture?
You bet.
Well, and your interview's tomorrow, is it?
Yeah, with the bloke who runs the course. Grandad fixed it.
Oh, great. Well, good luck. I can't help thinking it might have paid me to have had some proper training.
You had training. You grew up on a farm.
Yeah, it's not always the best run farm in the world, if I'm honest.
Come on, you've come out of it all right. Beautiful cows, your own business. You've got a great life, haven't you?
How long have you got?
Like you said, 3 hours.
Hey, you two, less gossip, more graft, please.
Your mum's fruitcake is in a class of its own, David.
I'll tell you said so.
Do. Just don't tell my mum or Ian.
You want some more tea?
No, I'm fine, thanks. We're not making bad progress.
Yeah. Well, thanks for fitting it in, Adam. I know you're busy.
Drilling stuff on the estate which I have no idea if I'll be harvesting.
What, is there still nothing definite from Charlie?
Nope.
Oh, surely by now you've got to assume... You've done all the drilling. And they can't drop you without any notice.
You'd like to think not. But from what I've heard about Justin, his approach is to keep people while they're useful. Dump them when he's done with it.
Nice. And if they object?
See you in court.
Very nice. Although I don't know why I'm surprised. Is that thunder?
Just a plane, I think.
Yeah.
Or a lorry, maybe. Something else we might have to get used to, thanks to him. The rumble of traffic.
Oh, don't.
Yet more uncertainty.
We seem to be surrounded by it at the moment. There's Ruth's mum in hospital. There's the farm. We had Ed here the other day.
Yeah, he's not in a great place at the moment.
No. Still, one day at a time, let's get the blessed wheat in and assume we'll both be here next summer to harvest it.
Not just up, decorated and looking beautiful, Leonie. No hitches. They arrived on time, put it up, and Emma, Fallon and I have spent the rest of the morning stringing up the bunting and looking at it now, flapping in the breeze, and laying out all the tablecloths and napkins. Yes, I'm glad you went for green in the end, too. And the swagging looks absolutely stunning. What do you mean, what sort of gold? Well, the colour you ordered. No, not mustard. Ochre, well, I wouldn't say... No, more a sort of saffron. Photos. Well, yes, I can, of course, Leonie, but you must understand there may not be a true representation, so you're not to go... Yes, of course. I'll do it now.
Okay. Worst case, Mike can't find anyone to buy his business. You sell the milk the same way other farmers do.
Got to a dairy company? That's not quite that simple, Johnny.
Isn't it?
Well, I can't afford to.
Why not?
Where to start? Okay, the price of a pint of milk, any pint, on the doorstep... is more than you'd pay in a shop, right? Because you're getting it brought to your door.
Okay.
But Guernsey milk is... well, it's special. Plus it's local, which people like. So Mike can charge a few pence extra on top of that. Because he's getting more, he can pay me more. And that bit extra is basically what's keeping me afloat.
Okay. So you can't sell to Mike no more. You've still got to shift the milk somewhere.
Yeah.
If it's for less, get the cows to produce more, somehow, or get more cows, then you'll still come out ahead.
Nice try. You're not even at college yet.
With my herd, it's not about quantity, it's about quality. Be a total waste of my milk to mix it in with a load of white water.
What?
That's what you call some of the stuff that's around.
White water?
85 to 90% of milk is water. And then...
Calcium, isn't it?
Yeah, and fat, and protein, and vitamins and stuff. That's in the good milk. It's not so much at the cheap end.
I thought it was all the same.
There's good and bad, like in everything else.
What the...
Whoa, come on, run for it!
Mega!
No, Johnny, this way, not towards the trees!
Head for the cars with the others. There'll be no more lifting today!
Robert, for once, please, just leave the computer. Never mind unplugging everything. This is an emergency. The rain's blowing into the marquee. The bunting's getting soaked. Oh, no. Robert, please come on. I need you. Hurry up.
Talk about sandbagging the stable door after that.
I'm so grateful you came back when you did, David. I was starting to panic.
Well, I'm not surprised. I can't ever remember the kitchen getting flooded before.
Well, not like this anyway, not in a shower of rain.
It's hardly a shower, Mum. More like a tropical downpour. Right, well, that should be some protection. It's still tipping down out there.
Yes, but now you've managed to clear the drains.
Well, only one was clogged. The others should have been able to cope.
Well, they couldn't. You should have seen it, David. The rain was bouncing up off the yard.
Here, give me the mop, Mum. You have a rest.
Oh, thank you, love. I wouldn't mind. It's been quite hard work.
I bet it has.
It simply couldn't get down the drains fast enough. And then it started coming in under the door.
Oh.
Oh, no. Here's another burst.
Well, we should be all right now. But at least this time of year, there's no cows in the yard.
I suppose it is relatively clean.
That rain... Pretty phenomenal, though. It was hammering on the roof of the tractor.
Yeah?
There was a positive late round the field gate. And I was aquaplaning back down the lane.
Quite an adventure.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm jolly glad I'm inside now.
This is wicked. Any minute now, the zombies are going to come out of the trees.
Yeah, thanks for the lift, Tony.
He's not going to make a walk in this, are you, Grandad?
Of course not.
The wipers can't hardly cope. Put them on monsoon speed.
I could do with it.
We're misting up. I'll wipe the window for you.
Thanks, Ed. I've never seen anything like it.
No.
Did you see that rain gushing over the field in torrents?
It's like a disaster film. Hey, we won't be able to get there, won't we?
Where? Home?
To college tomorrow. The roads won't still be like this.
No.
What if a tree comes down?
The council will move it.
I don't want to miss my interview.
Well, we'll move it then. With a tractor.
Cool. Because Edward's just telling me about milk.
What's he?
So tomorrow I'm going to, let all that out. They'll be well impressed.
You might find you have enough to do answering their questions.
Hang on, Tony. Slow down. Now, Linda.
What's she doing out in this?
Oh, this is dreadful, dreadful.
Linda.
Oh, Ed.
Can we help? Come on, you two.
Tony, thank you so much.
Give me the broom.
Here, thank you. Oh, thank you. But it's an impossible task. It's like trying to turn back the tide.
It just keeps coming.
It's been like this for 20 minutes. Water gushing in off the lane and such filthy water.
Have you got any more brooms? Where's Robert?
He's looking for something to put across the gate. There are more brooms in the shed.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Come on, Johnny.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm afraid your Rebeccas have had it.
Oh, and the daisies and the chrysanthemums. And just earlier I was promising Leonie how lovely they'd look.
Oh, of course, you've
yes,
got the...
Yes, Mungo's naming ceremony on Sunday. All my plans in ruins.
That's it. You'd be better off up here, Bartleby.
Don't want to be getting your feet wet, do you?
Yeah, it's a proper quagmire at the far end, isn't it?
Yeah, all right for ducks, eh? And turkeys. Well, what a good point.
Yeah, it's a great start to your birthday. Emergency rescue of one pony.
I can't think of a better way to start the day, Edward. Or anybody to start it with.
Oh, cheer that bottle, B. That's nice,
no,
isn't
no,
it?
No, it means you, lad. You.
Well, they told me they'd done their best, but... Oh.
No, it's all right, Emma. You don't have to pretend.
No, it's just... It's a shock, that's all.
Yes. Well, Ed was a terrific help. They all were. Tony and Johnny as well. They did what they could, but...
Well, Ed said it wasn't just the rain coming down. The water was pouring in off the road.
Not just water. Mud, sticks and stones. Oh. And the Am was rising at the same time.
Oh, Linda, I am sorry.
A few of us running round with brooms and boards against the forces of nature. It was always going to be a losing battle.
You'll want to recover.
Not in time for Sunday. And look at the marquee. It was brilliant white when it went up. Now it looks more like a camouflage tent.
What's inside like?
Oh, don't. The flaps were open. Everything's drenched and filthy. Chair seats soaked. The tablecloths and napkins ruined. The smell, indescribable.
All that hard work.
And as for the bunting...
Well, I'm sure we can wash it all in time for Sunday.
Oh, Emma, why bother? I can't host Mungo's special day here, like this. Well,
can we just move it inside? I know you wanted it outdoors.
Wouldn't have the guests look out on this scene of devastation. What would Leonie's friends think? But anyway,
oh, Linda.
I was in such a panic. I left the front door open. The water got in. It soaked the rug, seeped into the tiles. It's even crept up the panelling.
Oh,
it ended up pooling in my lucky corner. So much for feng shui.
Oh, come on. This isn't like you. What does Leonie say?
Oh, don't.
What?
I haven't told her.
You haven't told her?
I can't. I daren't.
Oh, Linda.
I've let her down. I've let Robert down.
No, of course you haven't. The storm wasn't your fault.
I know, but... Worst of all, I've let Mungo down.
Oh, don't be daft. Just shows even Leonie can't control the weather.
Oh, Leonie, she'll never forgive me. What's she going to say?
Morning, Joe.
Ah, morning to you, David Archer. It's my birthday, you know.
Yes, I do know.
I'm 93 today.
Yes, Joe, you tell me every year.
Oh, don't be daft. How can I tell you every year? I've never been 93 before.
Yeah, that wasn't quite what... never mind. It's my birthday as well, you know.
Oh, so it is. Many happy returns.
Thank you.
I suppose you'll be in the bowl later, then?
No, I shan't, actually. Ruth's coming home from visiting her mum. Tell you what, Joe, here, you buy yourself a drink, anyway.
Oh, well, that's very civil of you, I must say. Thank you very much.
That's my pleasure.
93, eh? Yeah, that's quite something.
Yes, it is.
And I'll tell you something else for nothing. In all my years, I never seen the Am running as brown as it is now.
No, I thought that.
Well, you know what it is, don't you?
Yeah, of course I do. It's silt.
Yeah, soil's washing away.
Well, it was pretty exceptional rain.
Yeah, we've had storms before, especially this time of year, but I ain't never seen the Am like this.
No.
So what's different this time, eh?
Well...
I'll tell you what's different. It's the estate, isn't it? Out with them sprayers all the time.
You're not blaming Adam.
No, he's only the hired hand, only does what he's told. It's the old thing what they're doing up there, keeping all them poor beasts in a shed when they ought to be out on pasture. Oh, but they got no time for pasture. That lad Charlie and Justin Elliot and his money men. Oh, no. Pastor won't pay for their fancy suits and their wine bars and their bonuses. And this is the result.
It's pretty rank, isn't it?
Trouble is, we can only get the surface mud off or we'll wreck the lawn. Mm. Can you help me lug the bag to the trailer, Ed, before it gets too heavy?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You got it at your side?
Yeah.
Poor Linda. She's absolutely crushed, isn't she?
Yeah, and Emma had a hard time trying to buck her up this morning. How'd you get on at college then, Tony? Was it today?
Yeah. One, two, three. Yeah, it went well, I think.
Johnny's dead keen, isn't he?
Yeah, even when he heard he'd have to retake a couple of GCSEs.
Oh?
Maths and English, or at least acquire what they call functional skills.
Right.
Well, it makes sense. You need that basic grounding, don't you, if you're going to get anywhere?
Yeah, I guess you do.
And the rest of the time he works on the farm with me. It's all monitored to make sure he's getting proper training.
Oh, brilliant.
And on top of that, he gets 100 quid a week.
How much?
Yeah, I was surprised as well.
Flipping heck, it's 16.
And to his credit, he's insisting on giving me and Pat something for his keep.
Wish someone had given me 100 quid a week.
I know.
So he's all set up then, Johnny?
Well, yeah, certainly hope so. There's only one snag. He's still got to persuade his mum to let him stay here and do it.
So, you having a nice day then, Joe?
Oh, yeah. Hey, David Archer's to be the price of a pint, but I didn't even have to touch his money dinner time because Bert Fry stumped up.
Amazing!
Ah, we fell to talking about the old days. We used to sit around and have a sing-song. We even tried a few of the old songs out.
What, in the pub?
Yeah. Jolene said we ought to do it more often, like at the harvest supper, maybe.
Yeah, why not? Hey, it's a pity you missed Locke's face.
Oh, yeah.
Hiya, love.
Hey, Grandad. Happy birthday again.
Oh, Edward, lad.
All right, Joe. Just come to say hello.
Hi, Tony.
Said you wouldn't mind a gate crasher.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Happy birthday. And many of them.
Thank you very much.
So, how do you get on? Is it looking any better?
Can't say it is, really. The drive's like a slit trench. The lawn's still mostly covered in mud.
Yeah, the old place stinks. Yeah.
And how's Linda?
Well, we didn't see her, did we?
Lying down with a migraine by the time we went over.
Oh, no.
It's a sorry business.
So there's definitely no way we can hold the naming ceremony there on Sunday?
Well, not unless they want to call the baby Noah.
Or commute.
Yeah. Oh, don't. Oh, Fallon made this beautiful bunting saying Happy Naming Day, Mungo. And why has fallen in the mud? It's completely ruined.
So, what's Linda's plan B?
There isn't one.
That's not like her.
I think I'm going to get a drink. I'm gasping. Tony?
In a minute. I just want to tell Eddie how Johnny got on at the college.
I might ring Fallon, see if she's got any bright ideas.
Who did the boy get on?
Oh, great. Yeah, looks like he's going to get on this apprenticeship thing.
Fallen on his feet, then?
Yeah, looks like it. I'd better see what the kids are up to.
Oh, won't he having fun, I expect?
I'll be straight back, Grandad. I'll bring you a beer. Where are you not off to? Kira, who said you could start on the chocolate biscuits?
Jordan's had one.
Yeah, well, he's better at hiding the evidence. Yours is all over your face.
Edward?
Oh, it's all right, I haven't forgotten your beer.
Oh, no, I was going to say don't bother. I've done very well already, and it ain't me that deserves a drink.
Of course you do, it's your big day.
Edward, I want you to have this.
What?
Go on, take it.
Don't be daft. I can't take your money. You're the one with the birthday.
Yeah, and folk have been very kind. Go on, I can afford it.
No, I can't, Grandad. I can't accept that. It wouldn't feel right.
Well, it feels right to me. So go on, take it.
No.
Go on. You'll spoil me day otherwise.
Grandad.
Now, Edward, you listen to me. The thing is, when you was younger, well, me and your dad weren't best placed to help you. Not like Tony Archer and young Johnny. We hadn't the... Well, it isn't much, and it don't make up for it.
Grandad, but please.
Now, you take it, and I don't want to hear no more about it.
Seriously?
Ah.
Oh, well, what can I say? You really don't have to.
Now, go on, I want to. You need cheering up.
Okay. If you insist.
be nice to treat Emma and the kids.
Oh, oh no, you don't. That money's for you and you alone.
Well, just me.
You're working all hours to make things pay and putting the family first. Now, you put yourself first for once.
Oh.
That's a nice welcome.
Well, I've missed you.
Oh, you're just glad you won't have to get up for morning milking anymore.
No, I've been worried about you.
About me? Why?
Is your bag in the boot?
Yeah, thanks. So why were you worried?
Well, it's a long drive, love. And if you'd got caught on the motorway in a downpour like we had yesterday...
I can see. You said it was bad when I turned off the main road into the lane.
It's not good, is it?
There's silt and mud everywhere.
And have you seen the am?
What about it?
It's brown, didn't you notice?
See, I did.
Joe reckons he's never seen it that colour in all his 93 years.
Oh, he reminded you it was his birthday, did he?
Funnily enough, he did. And yes, don't worry, I stumped up.
Oh, it's your little ritual, isn't it?
Well, it's his little ritual, all right. Do you know who he's blaming for the state of the river?
Go on, tell me.
The estate, as well as wishing a road on us and another AD unit and a solar farm and spoiling the landscape, Justin and his crew are causing soil erosion too.
Well, whoever's causing it, do you mind if we go inside?
Yeah, of course.
I haven't been driving for 5 hours to stand out here talking about Justin Elliott.
No, sorry, love.
Don't be sorry. Just get me inside and let me at your birthday cake.
That was a very nice little party, Joe. Thanks for letting me join in.
Oh, not at all, Tony Archer. The more the merrier.
I hope so. I saw you having a word with Ed.
Oh, did you?
I know he's worried about what's going to happen with Mike leaving.
He's got a lot to think about at the moment, but then he never had it easy, poor lad.
No, but you've always had a good relationship with him, haven't you? Very close.
They're a good thing, grandson.
It's very nice to see.
Easier to get along with than sons sometimes.
You're right there, Joe.
It's true. You can right a lot of wrongs with a grandson. Or at least do your best to try.
Thanks, Geraldine. About 10:30? Great. I'll see you then. Oh, Roy.
Morning. Can I have a word?
Is it something specific? I've an awful lot to catch up on with being away.
It is, actually.
Well, if it's about the CADCAM conference, Geraldine's already sent me a very comprehensive email. They'll obviously bring a lot of their own equipment.
Of course it's not about CADCAM.
Oh.
For heaven's sake, Elizabeth. We need to talk.
Roy.
Properly.
Not again. I really have said all I have to say.
Well, you might have. I haven't.
All right. Keep your voice down. Let's have a look at my diary.
Oh, well, only if you can fit me in, of course.
I have been away for 2 days. I've got the vintner later this morning. It'll have to be after lunch. Would 2 o'clock be all right?
Fine.
But you're right, there are some things we need to sort out.
Yes, we do.
Right, well, I'm blocking out an hour. I hope that'll be enough.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. I won't take up any more of your time than I have to.
Oh, who's gone and muddled the crisps up again?
Oh, it wasn't me. Must be Callum.
Well, he knows full well it's left to right. Ready salted, salt and vinegar, cheese and onion.
Maybe he's colourblind.
Yeah, or careless. Oh, hi, Fallon, I saw the bunting on the line.
Yeah.
It's washed all right, isn't it?
Well, I don't know, some of the letters have gone a bit bumpy.
Well, yeah, but once you've pressed it...
It's the one thing I could get on with. Still no word from Linda about Sunday.
Well, she's got to make a decision soon, surely.
I don't know. She still hasn't even told Leonie that it can't be at Amber at all.
Oh, she never.
Yeah, she's completely, like, polaxed.
I suppose upstairs here wouldn't be any good.
Oh, no, we did suggest it. And the village hall. She said she'd rather hold it on Mars.
Oh, that seems a long way to go.
More atmosphere.
Oh, charming!
Well, no, to be fair, I can understand. I mean, can you really see all the Octavians and Anastasias that Leonie's invited at the village hall?
Octavians,
standing around the notice board with the adverts for Slimming Club and Toddlers Group when they're more used to juice cleansing and baby yoga.
Yeah, maybe not. Well, I've heard Catheridge Hall's very nice.
Mum, this do's jinxed enough as it is. Anyway, me and Emma's doing the catering, not just the decor. We need a venue that's going to let us do that.
I'm only joking.
Linda's got to get a grip. Maybe this is her. Oh, no, it isn't. It's Dad. Oh. Hey, Dad.
Yeah, well, don't go asking him about venues.
I thought you could probably do with some coffee by now, darling.
Well, thanks, Mum.
And there's fruitcake, your favourite.
Yeah, thanks.
You decided against taking the polythene off the tunnels today, then?
Well, we'd only been trailing it in the mud, so I sent Andy off. I thought I'd break down the tables instead.
Yes, the ground's still very boggy.
Tell that to Charlie.
Oh, have you seen him?
Oh, he called by not long ago.
He might have given you a hand.
Wouldn't get his chinos dirty?
Oh, well, what did he want?
Well, he wanted to know when I planned to start on the maize harvest.
It's up to you, isn't it?
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
And after all the rain, the ground's far too wet.
You see, Mum, you can see the problem.
Well, surely Charlie's experienced enough to see it as well.
No. I mean, he is, but All he can say is you rarely get ideal conditions for harvesting maize. And if the ground's a touch moist...
Oh, moist.
But the crop's right for cutting. It's always a compromise.
Well, maybe he'd like to tell that to the likes of Derek Fletcher and Hilary Noakes when the tractors trail mud all over the roads.
Exactly. That's what I mean by compromise. We both know the crop's ready. I check it myself every day.
Well, of course you do.
And I don't think a few more days will hurt.
So the ground can dry out a bit.
It's only good neighbour policy. I live here, Charlie doesn't.
So how did you leave it?
Oh, how do you think? He was perfectly pleasant about it. But he's the boss.
Oh, Adam.
Sometimes I think he enjoys seeing how far he can push me.
And, of course, he's so very charming with it.
Oh, yeah, very. But one day, I might give him a run for his money, see how far I can push him.
Yes, you do that.
Very charmingly, of course.
Of course. But I've got something that might cheer you up anyway.
Oh, good.
How would you like £5,000?
Oh, Wayne. What exactly happened then?
Well, basically, after core, it seems like he went on a massive bender. Missed a couple of shifts.
Oh, no.
So the bakery sacked him. And then the story was in the Echo when Emmy's making him sleep in the car.
Oh.
He says he's lost everything and it's all Harrison's fault.
Oh, come on. Wayne's a grown man.
Yeah.
It's about time he took some responsibility. What's he expect you to do about it, anyhow?
Well, he wants me to have a word with Emmy for him, so I've said I will.
Oh, Fallon, you're too soft.
Oh, no! Gosh, I did give him a big ticking off, and I said he's not to go drown in his sorrows.
But he can't afford to, no.
No, I suppose not. And he's seeing his offender manager later.
Oh, good. He won't have to worry about fitting his sentence around his shifts, anyhow.
Yeah.
You should have told him to look on the bright side.
Dad can't see one. He says he's been victimised. Kept going on and on about my flat-foot boyfriend, which he's not.
Flat-footed?
My boyfriend! He never has been. He never will be now.
Really?
Mum, how could it ever work with Harrison when he arrested my dad? And all his mates would know?
Well, he arrested you, didn't he?
Well, that's just it. It sounds like the setup for a joke or something, but it's not funny. No, I'm going to tell him. There's never going to be anything in it.
Oh, Fallon, that's a shame.
Mum.
He's so nice and he really likes you.
Mum, please.
No, sorry. Sorry. But he might not accept it, you know.
Yeah, well, he'll have to.
Well, if you really think...
I'll send him a text.
A text? Isn't that a
Mum,
bit...
Mum, please. Leave me alone.
John Tregoran. Well, well.
Oh, Adam. I know you didn't take to him.
I didn't take to him hanging around. Or, to be precise, hanging around you.
Oh, darling.
I especially didn't take to him patting me on the head and asking me, how are you, old man? And if anyone was the old man...
Oh, don't, please. I'm sorry.
Mum, don't be silly. You didn't ask for it.
Well, I...
And it was all a very long time ago.
Yes. Yes, it was.
You certainly don't have to apologise for it. Especially not now he's left you 50 grand better off.
You're not going to say no to a share of it, then?
No, I'm not. Call me hypocritical, but I'm afraid my principles aren't quite that deep-seated.
Oh, good. Oh, I am pleased.
So am I. Pleased for you, I mean. And for Ian and me. It's very generous of you.
Well, what do you think you'll do with the money?
I don't know. But it's a nice problem to have, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's really very decent of the old boy.
Yes. Anyway, good. And when the money comes through, you're to take it and spend it how you like.
Oh, we'll spend it wisely, don't worry.
Well, you don't have to. I mean, that's the beauty of it. You can, well, blow it all on designer socks if you want to.
We just might. Though, Ian's been talking about a holiday.
Oh, has he? Well, I mean, doing what?
Well, anything. Safari, swimming with dolphins, having a proper go at learning to surf.
It's wonderful. You both deserve it.
And what are you going to do with the rest? Down payment on a Porsche or a Picasso?
Hardly. John's left me some rather nice old books as well.
Oh, yes.
Mm. So I thought I might buy a bookcase for the sitting room and then I'll have something tangible to remember him by.
You'll have a tangible reminder anyway, won't you?
What?
Well, haven't you heard? Jim told me in the shop.
Jim?
Carol. She's coming back.
No.
But Jill had a phone call. Carol so enjoyed being here again and seeing everyone. Jill had mentioned Glebe was standing empty, so Carol's going to rent it.
And she's got a business in Bristol.
Pretty much runs itself, apparently. She can do a lot online.
Well, I suppose so.
There's nothing to keep her there, and being here brought back so many good memories.
Did it?
She wants a fresh start, but among people she knows, which seems fair enough, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes, of course.
You're not keen?
Well, it's just... Well, Carol is something of an acquired taste. She's so very direct.
Well, that's true, I suppose, from talking to her at your party.
And it's not just me, Adam. Carol goes back a very long way in Ambridge.
Oh, I see what you mean. I suppose once she gets here, Susan will be digging for all the dirt on everyone.
Yes, exactly.
We'll be positively deafened by the sound of skeletons rattling in the closet.
We could well be. In fact, there are quite a few people who might live to regret having Carol back at the heart of the village.
Have a seat, Roy.
You don't have to put the desk between us, Elizabeth. I'm not going to jump on you.
I didn't for a moment think you were. I just think it's best if we keep this professional.
Suits me.
Good. Because since we spoke, I've had a chance to get a few things straight. I've offered Geraldine the manager's job, and I'm pleased to say she's accepted.
You've what?
Well, as she's already here, she can take over the work pretty seamlessly, so there are no worries about that.
No worries?
Well, don't you see? You'll get everything you're owed, and then there's no need to work your notice.
And you think that that's a good deal?
I...
When you've already given my job away to someone who's been here 5 minutes?
But Geraldine's very experienced.
After all that I've done for this place. All that I've done for you. How could you?
I'm sorry, Roy, if that's...
Sorry! All we said last week was that I'd have time to think. How does this fit with that?
I thought it was for the best.
Oh, I can see from your point of view. Just shove me out the door, why don't you?
Roy, it's not like that. As I've said, you'll get what pay you're entitled to, and I'm sure you'll have no trouble finding another job. But look, I'll make an ex gratia payment as well to tide you over.
You think you can pay me off? Why am I? Some sort of gigolo?
I'm just trying to do the right thing. You should be compensated for leaving Lower Loxley.
What is going on in your head, Elizabeth? This isn't Downton Abbey. I'm not some pregnant housemaid to be bought off and sent away on the sly at a ladyship's convenience.
You're getting this out of proportion.
No, it's you who's not seeing straight. If I'm going to be hustled out like this to hush it all up, I'll leave on my own terms.
Roy, do you really want to make this more difficult?
What, for you? Why should I make things easy for you?
Well, which one of us has the most to lose here?
You, I should think. Your reputation and Lower Loxley's.
Yeah, on one level, yes. But I don't have a marriage to protect, or my children's respect. It's going to be a hard fight getting that back. But as long as we keep this between ourselves, you still have both of those, Roy. Surely you want to keep things that way.
You can listen to audio highlights and actor interviews at bbc.co.uk/archers.